Erevin Perk Dalad Mishnechesim Eno Makir, if a person doesn't recognize any tree or any fence, Oshenu Baki Ba'alacha, or he didn't know this halacha that one can designate this as his Makum Shvisa even though he's not there. So there was a tree and there was a fence, he just didn't know about it, or he didn't know the halacha that you can do such a thing. Va'amash Shvisasi Bimkaimi, and rather instead of saying his Shvisa is by the tree that for sure he probably would have said, or by the fence, rather he just says, my Shvisa is going to be the place where I am now. Zachalo Mekom Alpaim Amalachol Ruach. So he's Zocha 2,000 amos from where he stands. Frecht Rabbeinu Yonason, why is this any different than a person that, let's say, has a Shvisa right near the city, but he had no idea the city was there? And we said, Rabbi Huda said, that a person can go into the city, because had he known, he would have been Shavas in the city, he would have made a Shvisa in the city. And we had the whole Meister, Rabbi Tarfon, he went in, even though he had no Kavana that the city was there. So what's the difference? So Rabbeinu Yonason answers that the difference is, that when you have a city, so it's very clearly obvious that the guy made a mistake. And it's very clear that had he known, he would have made a shvisa in the city. Mashenkin, in this case, mechetesi, the guy knows about some fence or some tree. So we don't make that umdana. And therefore, we give him 2,000 amas. Now, the Rishonim say, Taisus, I believe the Rush also, that he doesn't have to specifically say that his shvisa is bimkomi. What if a guy didn't say anything? So we hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, even if a guy's sleeping, he's kind of shvisa 2,000 amas. Well, the more so, the guy's up. So why does he have to specifically say the Shvisa's Bimkomi? So the Torah says he doesn't. It's Lav Davka that he has to say it. The only time a person relinquishes his 2,000 amas from where he is, if he specifically wants to be Shavas in a place that he can't. So he's uprooting where he's standing. But Stam, a guy doesn't say anything, we give him 2,000 amas. Agulos, Divrei B'Chanina ben Antigonus. That which we calculate 2,000 amas, it's circular. Meaning it's 2,000 amas in a circular circumference from where you're standing. So from any point that you're going to be, the max is going to be 2,000 amas. V'chachamim amrim merubos. Chum say, no, you make it like a square, ketavel merubas. Like a square board, kedeshien nisker lezovius, that he should be rewarded, he should gain the corners. Because when you have a square, so although the east, west, north, and south points of a square are going to be the same as in a circle, but the corners are going to stick out. You're going to gain more square amas by the fact that it's a square more than a circle. So we're makel by that. So this machlokes, the Rav explains, is based off of how we learn from an ir miklat. By an ir miklat, by the cities of the Levim, we do square those cities and give the corners over, and we gain from the corners. And Rabbi Chanina ben Antigona says that stafka by an ir miklat, but not by Ruvei Tchumen. Nacham disagree that it also is coming to be marbe, Ruvei Tchumen. Mestam it's just an asmachta, because we hold it, Mikra din Ruvei Tchumen, I believe, midrabanan we hold. The Rav says the halacha is like the chum. The Mefarshim do explain that when it comes to Ervin, we usually go after the Mand Amr that's Mekel. The Tferes Sol brings a Nodi Behuda, who paskins that when we calculate a square, you don't have to make a square a perfect north, south, east, west square. You can sort of turn a square the way you want if a person wants to gain the most from the corners of the square. Because if you go to a corner of a square from where you're standing, it will actually be more than 2,000 amas. So if you need to go to a place that's going to be more, a little bit more than 2,000 amas, you can make your own square in a specific direction that the corner of that square will hit the place that you need to go.